This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. A gathering of supporters of President Donald Trump is growing larger and verbally clashing with opponents of the president in Tulsa. The Oklahoma Supreme Court rejected a request to require everyone attending Mr. Trump's rally this weekend to wear a face mask and maintain social distancing inside the arena to guard against the spread of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, the mayor on Friday rescinded a day-old curfew that was put in place ahead of Saturday night's rally. Tens of thousands are expected to attend the rally or hang out outside of the arena. The site of Mr. Trump's rally has been controversial, especially since the president initially planned to hold it there on Juneteenth, the holiday that commemorates the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. The location in Tulsa is a painful reminder of the brutal acts against Black Americans. The 1921 Tulsa massacre resulted in the deaths of about 300 people in the historically Black district of Greenwood, where white rioters destroyed 23 churches, more than 2,000 Black-owned businesses and homes, and 36 square blocks of the neighborhood. That is according to the Greenwood Cultural Center. The president's rally does come a day after many Americans celebrated Americans Juneteenth, with new urgency amid protests demanding racial justice. The holiday is usually celebrated with parades and festivals, but Friday it was a day of protest this year in the wake of nationwide demonstrations set off by George Floyd's killing at the hands of Minneapolis police. Besides traditional cookouts and readings of the Emancipation Proclamation, Americans were marching, holding sit-ins, or taking part in car caravan protests. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. There are now more than 459,000 deaths worldwide related to COVID-19. In the United States, it's more than 119,000. The number of infections globally is more than 8.6 million, more than 2.2 million in the U.S. Brazil has less than half the number of deaths and infections as the U.S., putting it second in the world in both categories. Brazil's health ministry says the sharp increase in COVID-19 cases is due to corrections from previous days. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro still downplays the risk of the virus after nearly 50,000 fatalities in just 3 months. He says the impact of social isolation on Brazil's economy can be more deadly. The Trump administration has abruptly dropped its insistence on secrecy for a $600 billion-plus coronavirus aid program for small businesses. It announced it will publicly disclose the names of recipients of the taxpayer-funded loans, the amounts they received, and ranges and demographic data on the businesses. The unexpected move came after recent pressure from Democratic lawmakers, government watchdogs, ethics advocates, and news organizations to make the information public. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin had refused to do so at a Senate hearing last week, claiming the data was proprietary information. Mnuchin said that the new position resulted from a bipartisan agreement with leaders of the Senate Small Business Committee. The U.S. Navy has upheld the firing of the aircraft carrier captain who urged faster action to protect his crew from a coronavirus outbreak. That decision is a complete reversal for Admiral Mike Gilday, the top naval officer. Gilday also extended the blame for the ship's pandemic crisis and delayed the promotion of the one-star admiral who was also on board. He concludes that both Captain Brett Crozier and Rear Admiral Stuart Baker made serious errors in judgment. The spread of the coronavirus aboard the USS Theodore Roosevelt while on deployment in the Pacific in March exploded into one of the biggest military leadership crises of recent years. The U.S. Supreme Court's rejection of one of President Donald Trump's key immigration measures injects another hot-button issue into a presidential campaign already upended by a pandemic, economic collapse, and protest. The president is betting that he can energize his most loyal supporters by fighting the Supreme Court, which decided he could not end legal protections for young immigrants. Mr. Trump, who often attempts to shift the nation's focus to immigration when forced to defend himself on other policy fronts, said he would renew the legal effort. Would allow him to highlight Democratic challenger Joe Biden's own struggle to win over Latin American voters. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.